Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Get at it here, another hour of figuring out what's going on in the world, including what do we do about Homeland Security? Are we going to have security? It was very interesting the other day. I say this with a smile on my face. When I went to Las Vegas on Saturday, I didn't have the TSA pre-check, which I do when I fly American because I'm a frequent flyer. I'm not a frequent flyer of Southwest, so they put you in the regular line. And I just found it interesting that there was very little attention paid to the details of they were even using the cheap, low-budget scanner.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't ask us to take our shoes off, didn't have to take your belt out, didn't have to take things out of your pocket.
Really?
Just go through, yep, help yourself. And I didn't look at the bags, nothing really. I thought that was pretty interesting. Anyway, so we'll talk about Homeland Security with Elise Foley in a few moments and immigration reporter for Huffington Post. I signed up for the Huffington Post yesterday. I don't know why. Haven't I? I have 14 different sources that I use here. Kenny knows, Jennifer knows. I'm trying to scour everything from the television news services to Reuters to AP to the New York Times, Washington Times, LA Times, that sort of thing. I find that, frankly, Huffington Post has some really very penetrating, I don't know if it's thoughtful, Kenny, whatever it is, I find it to be sort of beyond the usual, and that's why I like it, because it makes me think a little bit more sometimes about what's going on, and that's our job. Think about what's going on and how it affects you, and you think about it, how it affects you, and then we get together and have conversation about it on Good Day, 888-302-3684. Are there some things, the border patrols that we need to have? Yep. But we don't seem to have consensus on how to do it, so we throw a lot of money at stuff. It's like the war on drugs. You know how many hundreds of billions of dollars since George Bush the father initiated that in 1989? How many hundreds of billions of dollars we have spent fighting the war on drugs? Have you noticed the use of drugs going down in America?
Now we're legalizing it.
Yeah, we legalize everything now.
Because you can't beat it.
All right, join them. Boko Haram.
Illegal drugs are down.
Are they illegal?
Now everybody's on prescription drugs.
Right. Yeah, that's the new thing. Let's grab those prescription drugs. The group of extremists known as Boko Haram, joining ISIS and posting the apparent beheadings of its enemies online. This is great. No, it isn't. And I don't even want to get into the graphics of it. I just want to have people think about what it is that makes people do these man's inhumanity to man. What and is it just this kind of stuff? Think about the lesson here for me anyway is how we treat each other. These are extreme examples of man's inhumanity or cruelty to man. I spent 4 hours yesterday on a seminar, an online seminar. I never thought I'd do this in my life. And I never thought...
You did an online seminar?
I did an online seminar for 4 hours.
Wow.
And it was aimed at...
Did you get up and walk around a few times?
I most certainly did. The phone rang and that sort of thing. But I focused on this because it seems to answer a call that I have at the moment. It was basically a seminar put on by one of the... I have four or five daily sites that I watch. And I learn from, never mind just news stuff, I have a lot of things that I do that are aimed at making me better, doing a better job on this program, doing a better job as a father, a better job as a lover or a friend or whatever it is. So this was a whole afternoon dedicated to men's issues and how men relate to themselves, relate in the workplace, relate in relationships. It was all about really relationships. And how I wanted to, I am conscious of how I relate to Richie and to Kenny and to you, Jennifer, and to the people who are listening to the program.
Was it sponsored by Cosmopolitan Magazine?
No, it wasn't, Richie. No. I know that you'd love to think that. Yeah, this wouldn't hurt you to have this, too. You need to be
probably
a little more
not.
Sensitive than you are. And I need to be. I may come across sometimes as a sensitive new age guy. My daughter used to say, my father is a snag. I do have my sensitive parts. I have my being in one of the lessons was being in touch with your feminine side and how it is that we get into these situations, all of us, whether it's women to women, men to men, men to women, women to men. We get into these situations where we abuse one another. You are abusive to me sometimes, Richie, and I'm abusive to you.
Yes, I am.
And I think I have been abusive to you, Jennifer, on occasion, but I can't tell you that I ever think you've been abusive to me.
Not a weird equation.
Well, but you know, maybe once in a while. But you know what I'm saying. There is a tone. There's an action. There are things that many people are just not aware of. Some people, and I say this more toward Richie, because there's one of the guys that was presenting was talking about what it is to be a real man. You know, you've got to drive a big car. You've got to drink the right whiskey. You got to smoke the right cigars. And
sounds about right.
That did nothing. That conversation did nothing for me. But it is how, a lot of men feel like they need to be doing those sorts of things. And there's a legitimate reason for doing it. So anyway, I bring that to the surface because a lot of times when we're discussing a lot of things here, issue-wise and otherwise, and I bring it around to this, the extreme is how we treat each other, but I think we need to be thinking more about how we treat each other as human beings when we're in situations when there isn't a beheading involved. Although sometimes it feels like when you're at the end of the recipient of some outrageous or egregious behavior that it almost feels like that. At any rate, we're talking about Homeland Security to a point, and I want to bring in this lady who's an expert who has written some very interesting stuff in the Huffington Post. In a moment, we'll meet Elise Foley here on Good Day and focus on the funding bill that's before Congress.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Some would say two-wheel prohibition began in 1988 when Gary Busey hit his head on a curb. Many politicians versus personal freedom. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. A beautiful home-built chopper. 12 feet long, 50-degree rake, flat black, huge V-twin engine. On the tank, a hand-painted message implored onlookers to worry about their own. It's like that with polarizing helmet laws. Helmet wear is a personal issue. Best left to those who actually do the riding of motorcycles. You know, let those who ride decide. Couple of more state cave-ins. 32 where bikers have the freedom to choose. Bikers are asking for the right to make up their own mind. 32 down, 18 to go. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Most people take action when they feel physical pain. So why don't we approach mental discomforts the same way?
It's learned behavior. We're afraid to show weakness. But these symptoms may be early signs of burnout. How can you prevent it?
Don't fall into the superhero trap. Accept that you're only human.
Be realistic about what you can accomplish. Your goals should stretch you, but they shouldn't break you.
Learn to graciously say no to unreasonable requests from others. They're not trying to be too demanding.
But just say no when your schedule is already packed or when you'd have to put off something important for you to do something for them.
So set realistic stretch goals and protect your time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Going to the doctor, then you better pick the right time. You see, if you're just going in for your usual physical or have a potentially painful procedure scheduled, there are times of day when the poking, the prodding, and the slide up on the table, please, just won't hurt as much. Here's the science of it. Go to the doctor or the dentist in the mornings, not the afternoons. Go in the morning before 11. It has to do with the body's circadian rhythms or body clock. pains are felt their least in the morning. Any poking, prodding, and pricking will hurt a whole lot more in the afternoon. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, just remember, schedule the appointment with your healthcare professional in the morning. Go in the morning and it will not hurt as much. At that time of day, hey, you might even enjoy it. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden with Elise Foley, immigration and political reporter for the Huffington Post. You wrote in the Huffington Post, House Republicans attempted last week to kick the issue of funding for the Department of Homeland Security over to the Senate. Senate Democrats kicked it back, putting the heat on Speaker Boehner. The Democrats blocked the Senate from going to conference to reconcile the differences between the House and Senate budget bills. The vote 47-43. Department funding had been extended for a week. So what happens now? What do you observe and what do you report now, Elise?
Well, it's still very much to be seen. So we had all this drama last week coming down really close to a shutdown of DHS on Friday, and then it was averted sort of in the final hours of the night. The department was set to run out of funding at the end of the day Friday. They finally passed something to extend it for a week. So now we have another week to get through it. The House was hoping that the Senate would take up this agree to go to conference committee, which is basically where they just determine where the differences are between the bills and where they can come together and approve something. Since the Senate's not doing it, it's really back in the House's court, and they still have all the same problems that they faced last week. So there are still a lot of Republican members who say they won't support any funding for DHS unless it blocks the president's various immigration policies. You also, though, have some Republicans who are just sick of this battle, say, let's move on. Perhaps the number of them will grow, and they'll eventually, you know, be able to support something that doesn't have these types of provisions. And then you have Democrats who are saying they're willing to. So this week, basically, Boehner needs to decide whether he is willing to go along with a clean bill, which is something without immigration measures, even if it doesn't get a majority support from his fellow Republicans, or if he wants to kind of prolong this fight and keep doing it next week or the week after.
How is this different from the continuing saga of Affordable Health Care Act and the votes that happen surrounding that? 43 times the House has taken up a bill to basically eliminate the Affordable Health Care Act. Is this the same kind of stuff?
It's similar in the sense that it kind of has an equal level of futility to it. So both of them are things that the president, you know, holds very near and dear, are both really significant, I think, to him. And so you can't really see the president going along and signing something to end his signature health care law. It's also pretty unlikely that he would agree to something that's going after kind of the biggest thing he's done on immigration during his entire presidency. One difference between the two is that other than in the government shutdown in 2013, for the most part, anti-Obamacare votes haven't threatened to shut down the Department of the Government. So this fight over immigration isn't happening just as single votes going after these immigration actions. It's happening in the context of funding the Department of Homeland Security and putting it at risk of a shutdown.
Well, is there a danger? If so, we shut down Homeland Security. What's the risk?
There isn't any sort of really imminent risk. So some people, you know, will talk about, how could they do this at a time when, you know, ISIS is abroad and stuff like that. It doesn't really work that way. Most of DHS isn't considered exempt employees from a shutdown, so most people would keep working. So it's not as if there wouldn't be anybody at our airports.
So
at the borders.
I wanted to have that said here because all the people that are grousing around about this, that was the most important thing. You've said a lot of important things here. That was the most important thing that you said. The DHS, the funding, whether there's money there now, the people that do those jobs are going to continue to do the jobs. They'll get paid sooner or later. So all of the running around and the rubbing of hands and grousing about this is a lot of political grandstanding and nonsense. So I think we pointed that out.
I think we're
out of time.
It's kind of disingenuous.
Disingenuous. Thank you very much. Elise Foley from the Huffington Post here on Good Day with the DHS funding bill in focus.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your image close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in.
Man, this guy was so smooth. Oof.
I said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn
well. Isn't it kind
well
of neat when you think about it, how
that I've got
a combination of talent, voice,
skin,
attitude, whatever it is that helps make somebody like this as successful as he was, Frank Sinatra. A couple of New York exhibits paying homage to him. This is the centennial this year of his birth. So what I'm seeing here is some rare photographs and mementos from his family archives. It's called Sinatra, an American Icon, opening up Wednesday, New York Public Library for the Performing Arts at Lincoln Center. Feature recordings, clothing, art, personal items from his life, some new paintings of Sinatra by Peter Max, part of the exhibition. The show will travel to the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles after it closes in September. Select photographs from the exhibition will also be on view during the International Festival of Arts and Ideas in June, which takes place in New Haven. 27 of his new Sinatra works in his Manhattan studio on Monday will be over here. It's just Sinatra's daughter Nancy is attending this opening up Sinatra, an American Icon. The experience, the Sinatra experience at Morrison Hotel Gallery, Soho, includes a selfie taken by a 23-year-old Sinatra in Hoboken, where he grew up in a bathroom mirror. Who would have thought about that back then? Also on view, what I'm saying is there are a couple of different exhibits here. Also on view in the second one will be photos by a photographer, Terry O'Neill, who worked with Sinatra for more than 30 years as his official photographer. So those of you who are Sinatra fans, go to New York this spring and summer and take in all of the sounds and the scene of Sinatra. 26 after the hour. I want to pay tribute to Donnie and Marie for a moment as well. The precursor to this song is they sang it on stage Saturday when I saw them in Las Vegas at the Flamingo. They were sitting, and he started singing the song, and she stopped him because he had just done... They have such range, both of them. She sang opera, country, pop, and he has a wide range, too, going back to all of their silly pop songs when they were kids to what they've matured to and what appears in his new album, Soundtrack of My Life. So he did a little... He did a piece of rap that was really fascinating. And then he said to her, why don't you do some country? And she said, country and rap don't go together. They produce crap. And I'm sure that they've done that line before.
I'm sure they do it every night.
Yeah, they probably do. Yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing you wonder when people do shows like this. How much of it is fresh and new? Or how much do they do that's repeat every night? And how do they make it seem like it's fresh and new?
How do they stay energetic about the same thing
exactly.
300 times a year?
Yeah, exactly. But it was a superb performance. I would advise anybody who wants to go to Las Vegas, this is a great show. It was number one for 3 years in a row. Just a great show. And I was pleased. Nobody gave me the tickets. I bought them. Sat right up front. Fortunately, there was an empty seat next to me. It was the only empty seat in the house. But it was a very well-done show. Very nicely done. I'm happy that I went. So, Donnie Marie, great American icon.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a
Let's make the best of today, shall we? By using the best minds that I could find. As a short shopping spree.
Tomorrow may be better, but this is it.
Well, weather-wise for you, it'll be better tomorrow, Richie. Not a great day in Washington.
Not so much.
40s or back in Boston where I'll be. But in the meantime, still 8 feet of snow. I don't know what. There's more snow on the ground now than there was when I left. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, at your service on your side, along with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She's on your side, and she's at your service.
With her own AOL email address.
Right.
Is that what it is? Is it Hillary Clinton at AOL.com?
At AOL.com.
Is it really?
No.
HClinton@AOL.com. How's that? Somebody sent an email.
Hillary2016@AOL.com.
Yeah, there you go. Bill's boss at AOL.com.
So anyway, she apparently used a personal email account to conduct official business at the State Department. Why does this raise questions about access to all of her correspondence? Why? What is she trying? Is the suggestion here that she was trying to hide something, supposedly?
The suggestion is that the government doesn't have control of her records and her correspondences, and that she could just she did turn everything over, 50,000 pages or something like that.
Yeah,
but it wasn't under their control to be able to have access to it.
She didn't even have a government email address during her years as the Secretary of State.
Right.
You know that?
So it's just, you imagine if the whole government did that? You imagine if Lois Lerner did that?
Yeah.
And just said, delete my account?
Yeah.
Well, they did do that.
Right.
But they found it again. Some guy found, what was he, 32,000 emails from her?
Yeah.
Or around her, around that, she's cooked. And
including
anyway,
one that says, nobody's going to believe both of our hard drives blew up in one day.
Yeah, right.
On the same day. That's a great email.
Yeah, right. So, what about Mrs. Clinton? So what? You know what I'm more interested in? You see the picture of, there's a, something about the
portrait.
Portrait of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton that was first.
No, it was of Bill.
Introduced. No, there were two of them that were introduced the same day. The controversy is about Bill's portrait because apparently there was a shadow in the picture that was aimed to infer that in the background, while the picture was being painted, was Monica Lewinsky. And the guy who did the painting apparently wasn't a big fan of Bill's, but nobody knew it at the time. Is that more or less the story, Kenny? Do I have it right? There's a little bit of a shadow
of the dress.
Right.
Yeah, right, in the background.
And kind of the deeper meaning was that there was a shadow over Clinton's whole presidency.
Isn't that artsy? Don't you love when artsy people get artsy?
Artsy.
I know, you're like, oh,
but
what?
Apparently, you know, everybody's saying that the Clintons are outraged and they want it removed immediately.
I'm sure it doesn't make Hillary very happy,
and,
do you think?
Apparently,
they don't care.
The people at the White House say no, they don't care. Yeah, at this point, anyway.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's really hard to see.
Is it going to change people's beliefs about either of them or both of them?
I think it's kind of fun. I think they should do this for every president's portrait.
Yeah.
Put some kind of just like hidden message
George
in there.
George Bush's shadow is going to be Dick Cheney.
Let me tell you something. I'm the kid who listened to the Beatles records backwards to see what kind of messages there were.
What's wrong with you.
This is, absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is something that would get me to go, that's a nice portrait.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Pierre is here because he's discovered, along with some other archaeologists in Paris, the 200 skeletons buried in a mass grave under a supermarket. It's the Monoprix supermarket. They wanted the basement cleared for redevelopment. Little did they know that when they started digging, they found a few bones. And then they found more bones, and they basically unearthed a cemetery. The supermarket sits on the site of a medieval hospital.
It is disgusting. You will never find me down there in the basement with an old dirty.
A what?
Dirty.
A guilty?
Dirty. You know, dirty. What are you, stupid?
See, stupid American. Most of the bodies were supposedly moved to the catacombs in the 1700s. This is
catacombs.
The catacombs, yes.
You just filmed it up. There we
go. You know what this brings
catacombs,
up?
Catacombs.
This brings up a lot of.
I like it.
What archaeologists? I think it's a fascinating. If I hadn't been a radio guy, I think I'd have been an archaeologist. I love.
If I'd been a radio guy, I'd have been Indiana Jones.
I already have the Temple of Doom here, so I can go exploring some other places. They are using carbon dating to figure out how far back this goes.
I've used that site.
Carbon dating. some of the fossils that you've
seen. A little older, but you know.
Right, yeah. That's right, instead of eHarmony. Hey, carbon dating.
I love when my date, my Matt. Joke,
dot
actually,
com.
Yeah, my joke thinks that they're like 4 hours later.
For young chicks, you want old guys. Hey, Doug, you should go there.
Will you stop it? Okay.
Oh.
So now.
Imagine Doug is Indiana Jones.
We have.
Snakes. I hate snakes.
Hate those things. Yeah. Nazis, I hate those guys.
Frost. I hate Frost.
So
the cows can't walk.
The thing that comes to mind here is how the Earth changes and how it's changed over the billions of years that it's existed, how the surface of the Earth changes. And even in the years since, let's say, the Acropolis, where you go through Greek history, you go through Roman history, you find some of these old things, even you go through the Druid burial grounds in England, and see what has become of stuff that wasn't really that old. I mean, you go back to the Bath. There's a town, Bristol and Bath, on the eastern part of England. Have great history there of the Roman aqueducts, and you can still there's a bath that you can go to in Bath that was built by the Romans. But when you start digging around some of the stuff, even though it was only less than 1,500 years ago, and 1,500, 1,600, 1,700 years ago, the amount of dirt that has been piled up on top of some of these things, when they dig out, I think there were like 30, 40 feet of dirt. I remember walking around one of those things in England once, and you can go down into, you can do it in Italy as well. You can do it all over Europe, frankly. You can go into places, you can do it in China, where the Terracotta Warriors are. You can go down and see the layers of dirt that have come across most of the planet, and how in just what seems not a long period of time, there's sometimes 30, 40 feet of dirt on top of these things. And one wonders...
Whole cities have been covered.
Yeah. One wonders, what will it be like in, let's say, 10,000 years, where I'm sitting here in Los Angeles, where Richie's sitting in Washington, where any of us are sitting, where you're sitting in Texas or Oklahoma.
Walk out my backyard, that's where the Civil War was. I can dig up Civil War.
You can dig up stuff.
Buttons and bullets.
But it wasn't that it was buried. It was just,
dropped there and covered over.
Yeah, with the activity of the environment. It's fascinating stuff. Anyway, I find it fascinating. Maybe some of you do, some of you don't.
Would you like to carry a whip?
No, that's very nice of you.
You need one.
Yeah.
You'd look cool with a whip.
I'm sure I would.
That's your business.
One of those. I have a fedora now. I have a black fedora.
You can't wear a fedora.
Need a picture of you in the fedora.
I don't think you're a straw hat. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, there was. If you look at the picture of me on Christmas morning with Meredith and Charlotte and me, I have the fedora on. If you look at that picture, that's...
Did you have your whip?
I did not. No, I did not have my whip. Thanks for asking. Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw.
Sharing the news about his battle with cancer. People in the news. He has a memoir coming out in May. The book's called The Lucky Life Interrupted. Draw upon a journal that he began keeping after he learned he had multiple myeloma. He's now 75. In a statement issued through the publisher, he hoped his book would help others dealing with this unwelcome condition. Richie, would you read that book? You had cancer.
No.
You read a book? You think once it's over, it's done? And, you know, face it again?
I had an interesting conversation with Laura Ingram one day who battled breast cancer, and her and I were talking about it.
She and I were talking about it.
And she said, I don't want to be defined by this.
Yeah. It's something you beat.
And you know what? I'm happy to use my experience to help others who are going through it, and I will be the first one to step up and say, come on, you can do this. You got this. Here's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But for me to put the big I had cancer flag on my back, I'm not interested.
No. I think that's a very healthy way of doing it. But I would expect nothing less from you in that department. 17 for the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic gold medal winning goaltender was a 6-time All-Star. Famous for the eagles on his goalie mask, he won 2 Vezina trophies and helped bring the Stanley Cup to Dallas in 1999.
Oh, it's in Belfour's glove! I don't believe it! How in the world did he make that save?
So where is Ed Belfour now? Eddie the Eagle has always had a passion for muscle cars and hot rods. He spends most of his time repairing and customizing classic cars at his customization shop, Carmen Custom. Ed is proud to watch his son, Dane, between the pipes, currently playing for the University of Nebraska, Omaha. In 2011, Ed finally got the honor he so richly deserved.
Please welcome Ed Belfour, inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Eddie the Eagle, flying high. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Creativity is one of the most important skills you can have today, but creativity is overrated.
Creativity solves problems, but creativity by itself is useless.
We talk with a lot of people who want to start a business. They have a unique idea.
But the idea is a small part of a successful business. You have to take action. Otherwise, creativity is wasted.
Why don't we act? Creativity may require change. We hate change.
It may mean taking a risk. We avoid risk. So we do nothing except create. It's creativity without the activity.
The creative side of creativity is important, but putting activity into your creativity leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. A decent 5-color motorcycle paint job could run you thousands of dollars.
The most effective way to get noticed at a gathering of peers isn't always the most expensive. Bikers, use your imagination. Get noticed today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute. The best way to get noticed or have your picture taken at Bike Week without blowing out a wad of Benjamins requires some original thinking, like the Daytona Dude, who twice a year rolls out his hamburger-themed trike. Bikers with parrots, ferrets, snakes, and goggle-wearing dogs. Picture takers fight for the right to be first to photo a rusted-out hog with 50 pounds of glued-on road trash. The longest running and still king of the hill is always a pretty half-naked lady passenger.
Hell yeah!
Sport the old road on two wheels.
Jen Yan is here. Time to update the television news. I noticed there was a lot of activity yesterday around the Bachelor women telling all.
Tell all.
Yeah. Who cares? There were 17 of the original 30.
A lot of people. It was trending on Twitter. So
I know. So tell us about it.
Just a special, you know, I've been watching this edition of The Bachelor, but this is where all the rejected women come together and bash The Bachelor.
Perfect.
Cool. That actually sounds fun.
All right. Okay. All right. So, anyway, what came of it? It was last night, wasn't it?
I think, yeah, it was. I don't know. I'll look it up for you. But I do know about Sharknado.
Okay. What do you know about Sharknado?
I saw a trailer for this.
Look at who's starring in this. This is
Cool. You've got Ian Ziering. Don't call him. It's Ian. Don't call me Ian Ziering. Tara Reid back. Now, Sci-Fi announced this week that NBA Dallas Mavericks owner and Shark Tank star Mark Cuban has been cast as the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Ann Coulter, you know, conservative commentator Ann Coulter, she's going to be the VP. And this is going to be the third installment of the sci-fi thriller where they're going to actually be in Washington, D.C., saving the world from sharks. Really? It also features Jerry Springer as a tourist. NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick, he was kind of the ugly one, as a pool lifeguard, and a cameo by Bo Derek as Tara Reid's mother. Is that crazy? Right. I mean, this is a big cast.
Yeah. But they don't need to have any of these casts because the Washington's full of sharks already.
I know, exactly.
Bada bada boom. Okay, what else?
Bing. Madonna is making a big announcement. She will be Ellen's musical guest for a full week. It's according to Live Nation. She'll start her stint on Monday, March 16th, and she'll be there through Friday, March 20th. In addition to the music, Ellen and Madonna will discuss her just announced massive world tour, which will kick off August 29th in Miami.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big one. I'd like to see her someday. Savannah Guthrie has been anchoring the nightly news while Lester Holt is tending to a family emergency. I don't think she did a bad job. Did you see her?
I did see her, actually, and she was quite good.
I thought she was really good, too. I almost think she did better than, like, Katie Couric in the news anchor chair, and that was
Lester
kind of her
Holt's
first time.
Family emergency is Brian Williams is moving into his house.
It was unspecified, don't you?
Hitting on his wife. You're going to take my chair? Watch this.
Watch what's happening. I'm Brian Williams.
At your house.
Judge Judy has extended her contract.
My God.
This is so incredible. She has a deal with CBS through 2020.
Yeah.
She's already in her 19th season. I mean, she is the new Judge Lobner.
She's 73, maybe 74 now. Her partner is a guy that I used as an agent for a while. A very good guy. His whole life changed because he found her and got this thing going. It's just amazing what this kind of money that this show kicks off. It's more than amazing. It's something to be in awe of. 51 after on Good Day.
freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Charming Decay.
Oh,
that's nice.
Very
nice.
I'm doing my man thing this week, that main course, Richie, which is I'm going to get closer to all of
He's
you.
He's feeling his sensitive side.
I am.
Right. Watch out.
Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host with Leslie Segretti of the weekly Money Pit, nationally syndicated radio program. It is aimed at improving your home. I have a couple of things that have shown up in my house since things have cleaned out a little bit. I see some stuff like... I'm going to make this as poignant as I can.
Okay.
With all the snow and things, we had a roof, not a roof collapse, but came pretty close.
Right.
And so the snow, because of most of it has over the course of the last month or so slid off appropriately. And yesterday, one part of the roof, all the snow came off, and there was a hail evader that was up in the barn on the ground. It wiped it out, and it put so much pressure against the... You know, remember my barn has those 12-foot tall and 20-foot long doors on either end?
Mm-hmm, sure.
The snow was so heavy, it went up to, and so much of it, up to the windows, which are 6 feet off of the ground, and bowed the door by a foot into the barn.
Wow.
Now, these are oak doors that were handmade when I built the barn 35 years ago.
When we have conditions like we've had recently where we had a lot of snow and then we got warming and melting, that's when you get the roof collapses because the snow gets frozen at the edges of the roof and it acts as a dam. And all of that water, as it's melting, has nowhere to go. And water's very heavy, 8 pounds per gallon. It really builds up quickly, and that's what causes the collapses. We rarely get collapses during snowstorms or right after. It's always, you know, a week later or so when it warms up and starts to melt that the weight really settles on the roof, and that's the issue. So that's why we always tell folks when it's possible to clear the snow from the roofs right after the storm, because then that can't happen and that's the easiest time to get rid of it. And I tell you what, there's a lot more snow rakes being sold this winter than ever before.
Yeah.
And if you've not seen one of these things, it's a super light, long rake with a long telescoping handle that makes it easy to clear large amounts of snow right from the ground.
Yep. All right, so this is a word to the wise. A couple of listener questions as time allows. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit here to help you at home.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Creativity is one of the most important skills you can have today, but creativity is overrated.
Creativity solves problems, but creativity by itself is useless.
We talk with a lot of people who want to start a business. They have a unique idea.
But the idea is a small part of a successful business. You have to take action. Otherwise, creativity is wasted.
Why don't we act? Creativity may require change. We hate change.
It may mean taking a risk. We avoid risk. So we do nothing except create. It's creativity without the activity.
The creative side of creativity is important, but putting activity into your creativity leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. Here's Andrew, who writes, my 12-year-old house has developed dark areas where the sheetrock was screwed into the trusses. This is only at the outer edge where the ceiling meets the wall. Should I seal the spots and paint them? Why don't you explain sheetrock and trusses to people who don't know what those are before you answer the question?
All right, so firstly, sheetrock is the drywall. That's the most common form of wallboard. And then trusses, of course, you can either have a house that's stick-built with, say, 2x6 or 2x8 or 2x10 framing lumber, or trusses, which are engineered structural pieces that have sort of the roof rafter and the ceiling joist all in one with supporting lumber in between. The condition that Andrew is describing, though, has not so much to do with the lumber as it has to do with his level of insulation, because those edges of the wood along the wall and along the bottom of the trusses are cold spots. And so what happens is you get warm, moist, and somewhat dirty air inside our homes. I mean, all the air in our homes is dirty to some extent. And you get the sort of convective loop where the warm air rises, taking up sort of the dirt that's in the air, and then washes it against those cold parts of the wood framing where it touches the drywall, because that's the coldest area. Think about it, Doug. You get condensation there.
Yeah.
And when you do, you get the sort of deposit of dirt or soot or whatever. It's worse. I've seen it to be really bad in homes where people burn a lot of candles and have a lot of carbon in the air. It's very, very pronounced. But in most of our homes, you'll just get sort of a darkening along the edge, and that's what it is. It's sort of the dust in the air collecting there. So just prime it and paint it.
Prime it and paint it.
Add a bit more insulation along that outer edge as well.
Yeah. A word to the wise is sufficient. Tom Kreidler is wise. Check out the radio program Money Pit at moneypit.com. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound, and recording.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.